being grounded. I wish we were out playing baseball. Switching places was a dumb idea.
Well, you got caught trying to be someone else. Well, hey there, everybody. My name is Zach, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm excited to get started with a brand new week of stories and Bible verses just for you. I have my Bible here, and I'm going to open to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 13 and 14. Let me read it for you. It says this: "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Our story today is entitled Double Trouble, Part 2. "Hey, watch it!" Cole poked his twin brother with the end of his broom. "You're stepping in my dirt pile." "Whoops," said Colby. "Sorry." He took a few steps back and began sweeping the opposite side of the garage. "I wish I was out playing baseball," he said with a groan. "Yeah," said Cole, wiping sweat from his forehead. "I hate being grounded." "Me too," said Colby. Switching places to take each other's tests was a dumb idea. As Cole wheeled the garbage can to the end of the driveway, Mrs. Dawson, the mom of one of the boys in Kelby's class, walked by. "Hi, Kelby," she called out.
Hi, said Cole. "I'm Cole, actually."
"Oh, right. Sorry," said Mrs. Dawson. "Sometimes I forget Kelby has a twin." Cole sighed as he walked into the house where Kelby and Mom were pouring lemonade.
"Why the long face?" asked Mom.
Cole shrugged. "Nothing. Someone outside just thought I was Kelby." "Hey, congratulations," said Kelby, raising his glass of lemonade.
"Ha ha," said Cole sarcastically. He looked at Mom.
"It just gets irritating sometimes, people thinking I'm someone else."
Mom nodded. "Yes, Dad and I knew that would happen to you boys. That's why we put you in different classes at school, so you could develop your own identities and friendships apart from each other." She took a sip of lemonade. "Of course, we never thought you'd switch classes to get out of taking tests you didn't like."
The boys looked at the floor.
"Yeah, sorry about that," said Kelby.
"Well," said Mom, "you didn't fool me. Your faces may look the same to everyone else, but I can see the subtle differences in your noses and chins and freckles. More than that, you have completely different personalities." She smiled. "I see each of you for who you are, and you know what? God does too. He made each of you unique with your own interests and abilities."
"Yeah," said Cole, "like me being good at English and Kelby at math."
"Exactly," said Mom. She ruffled Cole's hair. "But that doesn't mean you can have Kelby take your math tests." So how about you? Did you know that God made you just the way you are? You were created to be you and no one else. He gave you your unique personality and your abilities and gifts. Thank Him for making you one of a kind and ask Him to help you love and serve Him like nobody else can. Our key verse is Psalm 139, verse 14. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And our key thought for the day: God made you who you are. Hey, don't forget to check out our website for more great Bible resources. Check with your parents for permission first, then head over to keysforkids.org. You'll find games, stories, and lots of other ways to grow closer to God. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.